वन प्लस के ट्रिमर बेच रहा है वो, इंदौर का बिजनेसमैन। ही बेसिकली रजिस्टर्ड वन प्लस एज अ ट्रेडमार्क इन द ट्रिमर कैटेगरी बिकॉज वन प्लस द ओरिजिनल चाइनीज कंपनी हैड नॉट रजिस्टर्ड इटसेल्फ इन द ट्रिमर कैटेगरी। और चाइना से माल लेके वन प्लस ब्रांड ठोक के क्या बेच रहा है 50-60 करोड़ साल का, क्रेज। दिस इज एब्सोल्युटली क्रेजी।
सारे नहीं लग रहे पैराशूट और पियर्स,
इसको देख के तो फट गए थी मेरी यार।
जो दिखता है वो दिखता है। तो प्राइवेट लेवल में ना दे कॉस्ट 40% लोअर एवरेज है ऑन एमआरपी। इट इज एक्चुअली इजियर टू डू प्राइवेट लेबल फॉर बोथ इंस्टामार्ट एंड ब्लिंकिट। Maybe driving the excitement and valuation for both these companies. It seems like a genuine struggle to grow offline, whereas online continues to grow. So, my question is, why do investors say go offline when Unilever is struggling and saying, "Bhai, online aana hai karke."
Online is the place to scale, grow, and then there is this other side of online, which is ki ab aap online grow karte ho, toh, there is this threat private label brands. So, there is something called as Pentagon Pizza Index, which historically seen spikes linked to major US moves. And August 27th, it has spiked back. Spiked.
That's a dangerous thing, huh?
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 43 of the Asymmetric Podcast. We've realized from data and comments that apparently you guys want to see more episodes with the three of us, less with guests. So we are trying to interject as many episodes between the three of us and maybe pepper in some guests in between. Hope you like today's episode. It's a light one, a little bit of banter and discussion on how should brands grow, what's the omni-channel play in India, what's been the advice over the last 15 years, what should brands do for the next 10, how is the entire consumer landscape in India evolving. More critically, what does QuickCom bring as a threat for brands today? Private labels have really driven profitability for most marketplaces in the last decade. Will QuickCom follow the same? That and a lot more today. Stay tuned.
And also big credit to Vivek Premnath for some of the research that he has done for us today. And shout out. By the way, we have also started taking comments and research on topics that may be interested to viewers. So if you want to drop us a line in the description, you can just email it to us and we would love to pick up topics and research. It could be documents, PDFs, any form of data which is interesting, and we might pick it up for our next episodes. So do keep writing in.
Kya lag raha hai, Swiggy stock kharid le? 2 rupaye platform bhi 15 rupaye ho gaye hain. भाई उसपे बहुत लिंक्डइन पोस्ट बने, द नंबर ऑफ पीपल हु हैव टेकन दैट एपिसोड एंड पुट अ लिंक्डइन पोस्ट सेइंग कि बस दिस इज द
भाई क्या प्लेजराइज करते हैं लोग यार प्लीज। कल इसने वरुण ने एक पोस्ट डाला अबाउट अ ब्रांड कॉल्ड वन प्लस, ओके। वन प्लस के ट्रिमर बेच रहा है वो, इंदौर का बिजनेसमैन। इट्स नॉट वन प्लस द मोबाइल कंपनी। ही बेसिकली रजिस्टर्ड वन प्लस एज अ ट्रेडमार्क इन द ट्रिमर कैटेगरी बिकॉज वन प्लस द ओरिजिनल चाइनीज कंपनी हैड नॉट रजिस्टर्ड इटसेल्फ इन द ट्रिमर कैटेगरी। और चाइना से माल लेके वन प्लस ब्रांड ठोक के क्या बेच रहा है 50-60 करोड़ साल का। वरुण ने लिखा 3% मार्केट शेयर, टॉप ऑफ फनल क्रिएटेड बाय चाइना, बॉटम ऑफ फनल इंदौरी बिजनेसमैन। भाई क्या इंस्टाग्राम पे लोगों ने उसको सेम वर्ड टू वर्ड जस्ट सेड ऑन फ्रंट ऑफ अ कैमरा एंड पुट इट अप, पीपल हैव गॉटन लाइक मिलियंस ऑफ व्यूज। मैंने वरुण को बोला यार तुम क्या लिंक्डइन पे वेस्ट कर देते हो, इतना बढ़िया इनसाइट।
डिड यू सी हमारे, आई कैन से हमारे चाइना के एपिसोड के बाद बिल गर्ली टुक अ विजिट टू चाइना एंड सेड आई विल आल्सो डू अ एपिसोड ऑन चाइना।
became 27%. So offline is degrowing for them, which obviously they said that there's correction, but it seems like a genuine struggle to grow offline, whereas online continues to grow. So all this thesis that brands should go offline, the last episode we discussed kiya na, offline jao. But the bellwether of the market is showing that boss, growth to online mein hai, offline mein kahan. And anyway, if you go back to Unilever or Marico or Dabur, they are saying the same thing. So mera to question hai ki why do investors say go offline when Unilever is struggling and saying कि भाई online आना है करके, तो तुम online में ही खेलते रहो ना यार, क्यों जाना है offline तो?
No, Unilever का penetration is 6 million retail outlets, so they will find growth online. That's the issue. For us, our penetration offline is zero, so it's always be incremental. That's the logic.
Yeah, but I'm saying think of it, take a 10-year period. Now, why do we think 1-2 years? If you take a 10-year period and if e-commerce
correct, you are right. यही वाला पाई बढ़ेगा. So let's say अगर India retail X है, 8 से 8, 7-8% अपना e-commerce होगा.
12% 10-12% एम्प्टी होगा, बाकी सब जीटीए अराउंड 80%. अभी ये 20% वुड एवरीवन विल अग्री कि विल बिकम 25-30-40 बाय 2035. तो इसी पाई में नहीं खेलना चाहिए, फिर एक्सपेंडिंग पाई.
एब्सोल्युटली यार, नो डाउट, नो डाउट अबाउट इट.
Riding on quick commerce, marketplaces, D2C, and far more agile also, na? At least levers are in your control. You understand this new world much better than the...
Actually, more than that, na, it's the muscle. Like I'm saying, all of us have built a good online muscle. So play to your strengths, na? End mein jab tum leadership coaching bhi karte hai, bolte yaar, play to your strengths. So play to your strengths, na? Jab tumhari weakness hai offline, to kyun tumhe lag raha hai ki hum wo figure out karenge aur थोड़ा सा 20-30% का धंधा बना देंगे. 80-20 रूल भी लगाओ आप, और वही हो रहा है ना, एट अ 2400 करोर रेवेन्यू, इफ 75% ऑफ द बिजनेस इज ऑनलाइन एंड ग्रोइंग फास्टर देन द 25%, आई थिंक द सेम वुड बी एप्लीकेबल फॉर ओनासा ऑल्सो. ये वन साइज फिट्स ऑल एडवाइस जो है ना कि यार इवेंचुअली तो ऑफलाइन में ही पैसा है, आई थिंक दिस वेरी वेग, नॉट वेरी न्यूआंस्ड एडवाइस इन माई व्यू. आई थिंक एज द वर्ल्ड इज चेंजिंग सो फास्ट, देर इज मेरिट इन just maybe playing to your strengths.
And what we are seeing also now, I think the online is possibly going through this S-curve phenomena, wherein we will see this number stack up, go significantly up in the next 5 years. Because new generation is coming in, they like to shop online, digital definitely as an influence.
Correct.
As a percentage also will grow, and India retail of course is growing.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is merit on completing the omni-channel experience. Maybe merit in at some point of time going into modern trade, merit in going into GT. But I would not make it a very coherent strategy the way it gets pushed ki yaar agar aap offline nahi ho to aap paise kaise banaoge. Matlab theek hai yaar, maybe online mein pehle 10 saal mein nahi bane paise. But that doesn't mean agle 10 saal mein nahi banenge. I just think we're all a little early, right? Like India is still in its consumerism phase.
Yeah.
And if you take a 10-year view, which is what ideally founders should, then you have to believe that economics will work out. Yeah, I don't know. Like you tell me, na Shantanu, you got pushed ki tera category offline hai, tu offline gaya. Then you understood ki offline hard hai. But now you figured out ki if you have the online muscle, then you'll play in categories that are more online friendly. No, maybe you should not play in offline friendly categories. That's an easier thing to do. It's almost like ki you have a stronger, let's say, shoulder than a back. Then in the bodybuilding competition, you will go and compete on your back. No, you will compete on your shoulders. No.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think North Star kya hai brand ke liye wo dekhna chahiye. Like, in my view, for any consumer brand at scale, operating in wide categories, North Star penetration should be household. Like North Star should be household penetration. Number of households you have penetrated. And in different categories, my view is buyer behavior is still not discovered. It is very likely that some categories will get to, let's say, 30-40% online penetration. Some categories will stay at 5-8%. So it depends on which category you are operating in. Like, for example, Hitesh might have a very different view of offline compared to, let's say, Bombay Shaving Company, where, let's say, compared to Little Toys.
I don't disagree. All I'm saying is, because he's building the brand in a certain way for, let's say, the millennial and Gen Z of today. Like, the name of the brand is Killer. It's not like, it doesn't vibe with a 50-year-old traditional person, but it vibes with a 35-year-old mother or a 28-year-old bachelor. That's where the vibe is. Now, if those customers are on Quickcom and Amazon, why will he go into DMart and say ki nahi mere ko yahan success milega karke? Wo brand to inke liye bana hai na. And what Chirag said, right? That generation is now very comfortable getting everything in 10-15 minutes, and it's only growing, right? Now Amazon has launched Amazon Now. Flipkart is pushing minutes. So this generation is only going to go there. Versus DMart mein jaake mahine mein ek baar jaake shopping karunga. Nahi, wo to enough and more data is there that today's millennial and Gen Z is preferring online versus ye. Now, if you are selling adult diapers for the 70-year-old, I would argue that theek hai yaar, maybe you need to be in that pharmacy. Maybe you need to be in that DMart jahan pe yaar roz ek diaper lagta hai, to hum bulk mein kharidenge karke. Right?
Correct.
But most of the businesses we know today which are venture-backed are not in these categories. And I'll tell you the eerie data point. Everyone assumed that with Quickcom scaling, Nykaa and Purple would suffer. But Nykaa is doing 20% year-on-year growth, yeah, at this scale.
Yeah.
Woh bol raha hai, nahi farak pad raha hai humko. Hum bhi 2 ghante mein deliver kar rahe hain. Hum bhi dheere-dheere quick ja rahe hain. Nahi farak pad raha hai. Quickcom bhi grow ho raha hai, D2C bhi grow ho raha hai. Chirag, you can verify with data, right? That overall the pie is growing, and or maybe the pie is shifting from offline to online, right? But
yeah,
then you should play in where if you know, like, yaar, ye to number one rule hai of startups, right? If you get into a headwind category or a headwind channel, you will tum kitna bhi matha pachi kar lo, tum struggle karoge. Jahan tailwind hai, wahan ghuso na yaar.
Matlab even at that scale.
Correct.
Right? Even at that size of the pie, where 80% of the pie pe headwind hai. Still, at least you both are of the view ki yaar, wahan jana is like, you require a different strength, different skill set, and plus headwind. Yaar, headwind hone se ho jata na ki that segment ka PNL ek to set hota hai. And then experimentation, etc., is that mindset is too low. When PNL are set, you know that you have baked in all kind of efficiency, etc., etc. Waise hi chalana hai. Imagine, you know, Chandra, the friend Jacob running the company. He will run it like very, very line wise.
Yeah, I agree. And that'd be the right thing to do also.
Yeah, because 5% deviation here and there also is not allowed. So then experimentation ka budget hi nahi hai. And startups thrive on some experimentation budget, some new thing. Today, every global company has an AI budget. Only because of this, tha, ki they don't know. By the way, I think somebody has put out this interesting view that 95% of the AI experiments are not with enterprises, are not seeing the results.
Yeah.
But just because it's such a wave, nobody wants to like wait out and wait for things to happen. They're trying. So, offline, wo wala ek problem bhi bahut bada hai, ki experimentation kahan se karoge? Who's willing to experiment? Like put digital shells, etc., etc. Koi hai nahi.
Actually, let's do objective data point na. Pichle 10 saal mein, considering how big GT is and how big modern trade also is, do we have examples of people who have successfully built at least a 200-300 crore a year PNL in GT plus MT? Profitable, growing. That should be a good idea, na?
I can see Capillary as one company.
No, sorry. I was talking from a brand perspective. Just from right? Ki, just go back to the muscle you have built and what you should play on versus what you should try and do. Because I hear this feedback a lot that, you know, after the 500 crores, brands have to go offline. And I think, how will suddenly a new muscle develop? Aaj tak marathon bhag rahe calf pe, ab tum bol rahe ho ki nahi abhi hips use karo karke. Theek hai, aap shayad seekh loge. But it's very hard to suddenly retrain the entire body. Na?
And by offline, you mean GT specific companies or MT also, EBOs also works?
No. Companies that started as digital first, they get advice that pehle 100 crore ke baad tumko offline jana hai. Ab bol rahe nahi 200 crore ke baad offline jana hai. Ab bol rahe nahi 500 crore ke baad offline jana hai. Okay? Because digital mein scale badh raha hai, which is fine. But I am looking not for an example of people who have reached 100, 200 or 500, of people who after that actually went offline and succeeded in building a large offline PNL. Because if we are saying 80% is offline or 90% is offline in the market, toh bahut jaldi aapka PNL, chalo, time lagega. Offline takes time. But 3 saal mein toh aapka offline PNL should be as big as online. Wo kahan hua hai? Forget as big. If Honasa is saying my offline PNL is 25%, and even for the flagship brand, I don't think it's more than 40-50%. But wahan pe bhi growth to abhi online mein hi aa rahi hogi. Ya, overall brand is not that growing that much, right? But sara growth abhi new brand se aa raha hai, wo bhi online aa raha hai. I'm not seeing the objective data on the basis of which people are saying ki this is what is the playbook. Like, why is that playbook being pushed without any actual data of success before that?
Top-down market back na, Revanth, ki 8% mein tum 4-5 crore
pahunch gaye. Market back ka strength forward nahi hai.
But if you look at that's the wrong advice then, na?
Founder strength forward khel rahe hain.
It's a market sizing thing. Ki 8% market mein you have gotten to 5,500 crores. So 92% market mein tumhara brand equity hoga hai ki tum bana loge fir. Idhar hi 500 crore ho gaya to tumhara. Haan, toh that's the,
venture capital ke 20 saal baad bhi agar hum is level ki analysis kar rahe toh matlab then we are doomed, boss.
Chandru kar raha hai, isme aur levers dalunga main. I'll wear my McKinsey hat someday.
Yehi hoga, aur kya hoga? As people say, this is the meat and potatoes of the business. Large-scale distribution and large-scale media. Tum kitna hi karoge? D2C or Facebook marketing se kitna hi le paoge tum? Real meat and potatoes is in television and GT.
Yeah, but nobody thought Instagram will be 600 million people, WhatsApp will be 600 million. Nobody thought. 4 saal pehle aap poochho logo se.
Paradigm shift ho raha hai.
और अभी भी फिर क्यों आ रहा है फिर एडवर्टाइज? अगर इंस्टाग्राम आज 600 मिलियन है तो कल 1 बिलियन हो जाएगा, अभी भी आ रहा है यार, 500 करोड़ तक खींच लो, मैं वही बोल रहा हूँ। द नंबर इज शिफ्टिंग कि पहले 100 के बाद ऑफलाइन जाओ, अब बोलते 500 के बाद ऑफलाइन जाओ, बट ऑफलाइन जाओ इज स्टिल बीइंग पुश्ड। आई कीप थिंकिंग कि व्हाई, राइट? कि अगर इंस्टाग्राम गेट्स टू अ बिलियन, ओके, फॉरगेट इंस्टाग्राम गेटिंग टू अ बिलियन यूजर्स,
एक ही आंसर है रेवन, इसका एक ही आंसर है, व्हिच इज व्हेयर ऑल इन्वेस्टर्स गेट आर फुल्ली ससेप्टेबल टू, व्हिच इज फोमो। कि ऑफलाइन में शेल्फ लिमिटेड शेल्फ स्पेस है, इधर इतना बड़ा बिजनेस हो गया है तो उधर तो बन ही जाएगा शेल्फ में। माय इशू इज आई थिंक इट रिक्वायर्स, राइट, आई थिंक इट रिक्वायर्स अ वेरी लार्ज मसल, वेरी डिफरेंट मसल, इट आल्सो रिक्वायर्स डिफरेंट कैपिटल रिस्क एपेटाइट। जीटी इज नॉट इजी बॉस,
एक्चुअली
पीपल डोंट रियलाइज पर स्टोर पर मंथ थ्रूपुट कैलकुलेट करना इज अ डैम हार्ड थिंग टू डू फॉर अ न्यू ब्रांड और फॉर अ इमर्जिंग ब्रांड।
आई टेल यू अ बिगर गैप आई सी, टेल मी व्हिच ब्रांड टुडे डज नॉट एटलीस्ट फॉर 3-4 डेज इन अ मंथ रन 30% ऑफ टू अ बाय टू गेट वन टू अ बाय वन गेट वन। सब तो एक बार तो महीने में चलाते हैं एंड दे हैव टू रन इट बिकॉज Amazon, Nike, Myntra, Flipkart at different times in a quarter will have a sale जहाँ पे तुमको discount करना पड़ेगा, right? Now, if you go back to how modern trade also used to do this, like Big Bazaar used to have the January में I think 3 दिन और अभी Reliance के big day होते हैं, so there are
or Independence Day sale or whatever, yeah.
Correct. So there are events in modern trade also, but they are once a year, like और उस once correct. A year में बहुत गजब चीज होती है। यहाँ तो अब मतलब the marketplace has started with a big billion day, now they are almost once a quarter, almost once a month aa gaya, like you know first 7 days mein kuch to ho raha, etc.
payday sale
then the brands have to react and do something on their website as well, so which is all fine, it's all baked into the margins and the MRP and stuff. Like my wife keeps telling me a lot of times ki abhi MRP to matlab random number hai, wo to hamesha hi discount pe raha. So then the entire logic of offline becomes here, because any person who goes into offline, whether it's you are buying a television or you are buying a shampoo, will open Amazon and see pricing kya hai na karke. So if your throughput, whether it's GT or MT, needs price comparison, and there is, chalo tum discount de doge, tum match kara doge, but your throughputs will always be hampered if there is price disparity. And we have seen there is price disparity between Blinkit and Amazon because your margins are different on Blinkit and Amazon. So brands are like, boss, main margin zara de raha hu, to main pricing alag rakhunga karke. How does a GT poor guy on the street manage all of this? आप extra margin दे दोगे उसको, but कितना तामझाम करेगा? वो बोलेगा इससे अच्छा यार parachute तेल बेचता हूँ ना मैं, simple है यार, लोग आते हैं 100 रुपए नोट रखते हैं लेके जाते हैं, भसड़ नहीं करते हैं, फोन खोल रहे हैं और यहाँ डिस्काउंट है तू डिस्काउंट है, 200 रुपए का शैम्पू खरीदा उसका तामझाम करना है करके मेरे को, क्यों करूं मैं? सेम विद मॉडर्न ट्रेड ना, फिर तुम प्रमोटर बिठाओगे, फिर तुम प्रमोटर बिठाओगे, वो प्रमोटर बताएगी नहीं नहीं सर वहां आज सेल चल रही है इसके लिए, लेकिन this the complexity is increasing now. I don't think Unilever or Marico had to face all of this because they had either they had parity of pricing or they had different SKUs only, ki wo SKU hai nahi, jo SKU Reliance mein hai wo Dmart mein alag hai, wo Amazon pe alag hai, so it requires a very different thought process to build out an omni channel experience, either to give a price pair. I don't think people have thought through this ki our customer behavior by design, in the end people want value for price. And in the end, they will compare ki yaar, am I getting the right value? I may be standing in a nice AC environment in the Reliance, but am I still getting cheated or am I getting the right value? There is a reason why when you see 3+1 wo bar of soap tum utha lete ho, chalo yaar aaj ye sabun lete hain kyunki ispe 3+1 hai. Pehle lete the, I don't know if you guys shop offline, but I remember my mom used to pick up ki acha is bar ye wala lete hain because ispe 3+1 hai karke, right? Same behavior is transferred to online. So there is no loyalty as such. Now in modern trade, you want to believe that because there's limited shelf life, the loyalty will be between those 4-5 brands. So tab tumhara throughput zyada badhega kyunki end mein to 5 hi brand honge wahan pe. But I don't think that's the case because people are opening their mobile phone aur wo behavior change ho gaya hai. Like you can't say that because modern trade did well 10 years back, it will do well today. Because tabhi mobile phone pe log with such cheap data would not be able to compare prices and say ki chodo yaar ye yahan se nahi wahan se loot leta hu karke. Aur wo hota hai yaar, 100% hota
hai. Sir, modern trade didn't do well 10 years back also.
No, even if it did, all I'm saying is,
I agree with you.
Like the way the consumers have access to information to make an informed choice as to how they will spend their money is changing every 2-3 years. You can't take a market backward view and say, yeah, consumer backward socho na. Consumer ki life mein kya ho raha hai? Main to consumer ki life sochta hu ki yaar, wo to bichara yehi dekh raha hai ki yaar, Blinkit pe 10 minute mein aayega lekin main ghar pe nahi hu abhi. अमेजोन पे लेकिन सस्ता मिल रहा, तो चलो अमेजोन कर लेते, कल तक तो आ ही जाएगा, वैसे भी चाहिए था करके. सो दिस आई विल नॉट बाय, मेरा कार्ट तो बढ़ रहा है. देयर इज अ मिनिमम ऑर्डर इन अ डीमार्ट और ये ना, तुम गए हो तो तुम जो जो सस्ता मिल रहा है वो ले लोगे, बाकी तुम कहीं और से ले लोगे.
राइट, आई थिंक ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स are changing very rapidly. Like imagine there used to be affiliate websites where you would go on like 5-10 other websites to figure out the best price. Abhi you go to ChatGPT, put the AI agent mode on and say that I want to book. I want to like watch this movie, figure out. It'll figure out the best option for you, best price, yeah. All of that. At least it give you a good 80% educated answer. Right? So same what you're saying. If I'm trying to buy something and if it's so accessible, then maybe try kar raha hai yaar ki where do I get this. I remember I had shared with you that Gillette razor.
Alag alag price tha.
2200 on Blinkit and 1800
on Amazon.
Same mist, same skew.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was surprised ki ye kaise ho sakta hai. 400 rupees ka
margin alag hai na yaar. Udhar 5-6% margin hoga, yahan 15% margin hoga, to bolega bhai baki 10% main kyun khaunga wahan. Pricing alag.
Crazy.
Another very interesting thing, like I think from a speed of adoption standpoint, nah, speed of like disloyalty also high. So I remember when BlueSmart became big in Gurgaon 2 years back, it like the share of Bombay Sharing Company, for example, that 200 people who take cabs every day went from 0 to 80% in like a 5 month period maybe. Three to six months mein sab log aa gaye the BlueSmart pe. The BlueSmart became the number one thing, and BlueSmart went down. Now Rapido became the big one, but the speed at which people adopt, and then there becomes mass adoption, and then the experience goes for a toss is also very high. So BlueSmart went from awareness to mass adoption to failure in like 2 years. Ola went from awareness to mass adoption to failure in like 7-8 years. BlueSmart in 2 years. Rapido I think is happening in few months. कि अभी फटी हुई गाड़ी मिलती है यार Rapido पे, और 100 rupees का tip देना ही पड़ता है उसको.
Convenience भी आ गया वहाँ पे भी.
हाँ, 100 rupees का टिप ही है वहाँ पे, नहीं तो गाड़ी you don't get captain, your captain not coming. और फटी हुई वैगनार लेके आता है वो, और आधे घंटे थूक रहा होता है गाड़ी से बाहर. फिर मैंने उसमें लिखा है the one star rating cab is unclean. उसने why is the cab unclean? ऐसी यार पान मसाला का ब्रांड एम्बेसडर है वो. It's crazy. I don't know. And I was delighted with Rapido like 3 weeks back when we did that whole episode, and all like a month back. I was like, क्या सही है? ये वो सब लोग Rapido ले रहे हैं सब लोग. Now it's like in a month it's gone.
It's scale problem, yaar. I've seen that with Shoffer also, by the way. In Bangalore, Shoffer used to be the most premium service available. Abhi, maybe it was a one-off experience, but it was not like what they started with. So this is a scale problem. I think people are not able to solve this at scale.
But that's the thing, the ability to get to scale where cheez hai phatti hai, which is like a decade now, it's happening in months.
Wo wala hai, ye, this GTM is very clear. sustain ho raha hai, nahi ho raha hai, I think is a...
So I think that's the thing with offline, I feel, is I think now ramp up and penetration into stores will be quick. But hopefully you'll get feedback quick enough to know ki what assortment is working. And I think it's an assortment game, Revant, mereko lagta hai. ब्रांड पुल सही है और असॉर्टमेंट तुम क्रैक मारो ना, ये अभी तक किसी ने नहीं किया, इंक्लूडिंग महामार देव नॉट क्रैक. दे हैव अ फुल बास्केट ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स दैट गोज इन. द रीजन आई पैराशूट ऑयल डज वेल इन अ स्टोर इज बिकॉज ब्रांड इज ग्रेट एंड दे एग्जैक्टली नो कौन से दुकान में कौन सा स्क्यू चलेगा. वो 2 लीटर की बोतल उसी दुकान में डालते हैं जहां पर 2 लीटर खरीदेगा और 50 ml की वहीं डाल डालते. दे नो दैट. नाउ आई डोंट नो वेदर इट्स अ फंक्शन ऑफ नोइंग हैविंग द टाइम फॉर द रिटेलर टू गेट टू नो द कंज्यूमर एंड हेंस पैराशूट डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर टू नो, और वेदर इट इज अ फंक्शन ऑफ जस्ट इंटेलिजेंस.
इट्स अ फंक्शन ऑफ टाइम. Our DNA is to get stuff much fast. They've learned this over 20 years. हमको 2 साल में करना है, तो that gap exists. Right? I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying, I 100% think that brands should go offline if they feel that their online growth is tapped out and or they're losing out on sales. Already offline customer आ रहे हैं और वो disappointed जा रहे हैं. अगर वो data point आपके पास आ गया है तो आप definitely जाओ. But I'm just generic advice doesn't make sense to me. कि यार आप बस जाओ.
No, I agree with you. I just feel ki, in fact, if you twist the perspective a little bit to say, if you're a quick commerce consumer who's bought, let's say, a Man Matters product or a Bombay Sharing Company product and loves it, okay? That consumer is not going to continue to buy everything on Blinkit always. That consumer is going to walk the aisles of a DMart, is going to go to their community GT store. At that point in time, if their shopping cart in life has a BSC Razor or a Man Matters Super Blend or whatever, then it is our job as a brand to make it available to that consumer at that point in time. Otherwise, we lose out on that consumer if they by chance move out of the funnel and buy something else.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree.
So, we have to... I have a question for you, right?
How many customers do you think a Reliance or a DMart has today? Unique customers. Guess. Kar.
Ganit karna padega ye.
100 million? Haan, but main bolu, today... Meesho has 225 million transacting users. So, main bol raha hu ki agar Meesho pe 225 million transacting user hai aur DMart pe bhi 200 million hai, are you telling me that there is no intersection between these?
There is a large intersection.
And also, by the way, those are transacting users, these are possibly households.
Yeah.
Nahi, I would actually argue that the DMart mein kam honge because you also have repeat users. Na? Mata, aisa nahi hai ki saare saal mein ek hi unique order aa rahe hai. So
98% of billing in Reliance and DMart is repeat.
So actually you would have 200 million users, 100 million households. Le le. Chalo half kar lete. But main wahi bol raha hu, 200 million users to aapko Meesho pe bhi hai. Ab assuming a intersection of 60 to 70%, aapko access to mil raha hai na un users ka. Actually I'll tell you, at 4 saal pehle, Meesho was a B2B reseller who was not listing brands, but today they are listing brands. My limited point is, if you actually play this out 10 years, and I'll tell you what people don't like, what consultants or bankers or fund managers don't like. They don't like uncertainty.
Yeah.
They like to underwrite an Excel sheet. Ab main bol raha hu ki Meesho ka transacting user base 350 million ho jayega. Aur ye nahi hua to. But as a founder, I can take that bet. Yeah. Ki actually Meesho user base will reach out to more people over time than a DMart or a Reliance, then I would rather take a bet on Meesho because that is where the tailwind is versus take a bet on DMart and Reliance. Is a limited point that at least I would make because that is how at least you can think 10 years ahead because that's the real delta between who's thinking for today and who's thinking for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in my view, from a probability point of view also, ki mera winning probability idhar hai jyada shat. Right? In a market which is small today, expected to grow, if I am the leader, I'll continue to win na DMart ke against ya us market mein. I would put the odds is not in our favor.
Yeah. I only feel like the Meesho user, when they're using the app, what are the chances that they are going to buy BSC or Mosaic
products? That's the problem to be figured out. Wo how hai? मैं बोलूँ वो तो हाउ प्रॉब्लम है ना अब अगर वो मैं बोलूँ अगर वो मसल है आपके पास और यू कैन बैक योरसेल्फ आई टेल यू आई टेल द कोरोलरी टू दिस आल्सो व्हाट पीपल डोंट लाइक द फैक्ट दैट देर इज नो द सेकेंड प्रॉब्लम इन दिस इज देर इज नो डेटा दैट यू गेट ऑन रिपीट ऑर्डर्स ऑन लाइक यू कैन बिल्ड मार्केट शेयर ऑन एन ऑनलाइन प्लेटफॉर्म टेम्पररीली विद अ लॉट ऑफ डिस्काउंटिंग और अ लॉट ऑफ मार्केटिंग. So people find it hard to underwrite ki what is the quality and the predictability of this revenue that you're showing on Amazon or D2C or Flipkart or Meesho. And I think that is the biggest reason why people suggest ki ab offline job because I will be able to confidently drag on an Excel sheet for 27 rows for the next 27 quarters ki aap aise grow kar sakte ho because I have 20 other models that I have seen who can do this. Whereas I have never seen a predictable, sustainable, high quality revenue growth on a marketplace play out because it's very easy to game revenues over a couple of quarters with high marketing and high discounting. And it's very hard to get into the nuances of how people are growing. So people find it hard to underwrite those businesses, which is why I think the bigger suggestion comes ki ab offline jao because wo business na hum underwrite kar pate hain. Kyunki wahan pe aap game nahi kar paoge. क्योंकि हम सेकेंडरी देखेंगे टर्शरी देखेंगे वो डेटा मिलेगा हमें वहां भी हम प्राइमरी नहीं देखेंगे वो तो आपका पीओ आया आपने दे दिया करके तो हमें सेकेंडरी देखना है और हमें टर्शरी देखना है हमें थ्रूपुट पर स्टोर देखना है व्हाट द एग्जैक्ट सेम थिंग दैट यू स्पोक अबाउट इज डिफिकल्ट फॉर अ ब्रांड टू क्रैक इज एग्जैक्टली व्हाट आई थिंक पीपल लाइक टू सी बिकॉज देन दे नो कि यार ये रियल बिजनेस है और ये टेम्पररी बिजनेस थी बिकॉज इन दी एंड व्हाट इज अ वैल्यूएशन वैल्यूएशन इज future profits discounted cash flow, right? But future profits correct. Predictability becomes hard on D2C and marketplaces.
Agree.
But Revant, ulta nahi hai. We have seen enough companies try offline, do this primary stuff and not being able to do secondary, tertiary and it gets hidden and then you realize 6, 9, 12 months out.
वो आई थिंक इज जस्ट दैट्स जस्ट लैक ऑफ डिलीजेंस इन माई व्यू. मतलब एनी गुड इन्वेस्टर नोज हाउ टू डिलीजेंस एन ऑफलाइन बिजनेस.
वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग ब्रांड्स, लुक्स लाइक ऑनलाइन इज द प्लेस टू स्केल ग्रो. And then there is this other side of online, which is कि अब आप online grow करते हो तो there is this threat
risk.
Of private label brands, right? You know, these are India's biggest private labels. I was surprised to see Fresho, which is a big basket brand, is 2,000 crores of revenue.
Amazing. Wow.
Relish, we know Zepto, which is the Licious equivalent, is 500 crores of ARR.
How big is Licious, by the way?
Close to 1,000 crores, I think.
Yeah, is what I heard. They were in between when this Relish news came out. They were saying that they are expecting to cross or take over Licious numbers in the next 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
And then we, of course, have, you know, these apparel businesses. It's not actually apparel. Vishal is a retail store only and does close to 8,000 crores of private label revenue. It looked like that you might want to scale up your brand on marketplaces, but then they might come and eat your pie, right? At some day, it can happen in certain segments.
This was crazy, yaar. Matlab, sab packaging bhi copy kar lete hain aur...
This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy.
Sare nahi lag rahe parachute aur pierce.
Haan, haan. Samaj hi nahi aata hai.
Isko dekhe toh fad gayi thi meri, yaar. Like parachute, every time I would see like a parachute, V1 parachute, V2 parachute, V3. I'm amazed how Marico has like... As a relationship with a retailer who does this, yaar.
But then it goes on. क्या करेगा? This is like retail shelf is the product. जो दिखता है वो बिकता है.
If I was a parachute brand manager, one way to think is क्या ये चार parachute copies बन गए हैं, तो मेरा market share गिरेगा. The other way to think about is ये चार parachute copies बन गए, मतलब parachute कितना अच्छा होगा consumer के दिमाग में कि लोग originally चाहिए होगा उनको. So there'll be a group of people who'll be more drawn to parachute because it has copies. It increases the value. So there are two ways to think about it.
Yeah, but it goes down to the thought or the that if underlying product is undifferentiated, then consumers will see, 40% cheaper wala le leta hu.
Agree fully. So commoditized. So I'm not sure about coconut oil because, oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this. Parachute oil is not a hair oil. Do you guys know this?
Yeah. I know this. They show this in the imagery.
It's all imagery on hair and all, but it's actually an edible oil so that they pay less tax. I don't know about the new GST, what the scene is, but that's broadly it. But my view is, if it's that commoditized, it's sugandh bhi same. Oil ka to main hai ki tum maalo mein dalte ho, tawe mein dalte ho. Agar sugandh same aa raha hai, to people will like, theek hai, matlab, there's no real difference in the experience. Then they might take the cheaper one. So, ek baar batao, CP, ek baar batao, if there is like four of these are, instead of parachute, it's Fevicol. Like there's one original Fevicol and there is an Gevicol and Tevicol and Mevicol, which is a private label. Do you think it'll aid Fevicol sale or do you think it'll eat into it?
I think it'll expand the pie. But for a category like Fevicol, I think it should hurt them.
Yeah, because it's commodity, no? Fully adhesive, full commodity, yeah.
I was reading 4% of retail sales in India is private label. But I think the right way to look at this is ki 20% sale is from online and MT. Yeah. If I exclude GT. उसका परसेंटेज देखे तो 20% ऑफ रिटेल सेल्स एक्सजीटी इज प्राइवेट लेबल्स. आई नेवर थॉट कि 20% हो जाएगा नंबर. मतलब ऑलरेडी
यार ये इफ यू सी आई थिंक Amazon हैज स्लोड डाउन इन इंडिया ऑन प्राइवेट लेबल्स बट यूएस में तो सोलिमो बेसिक्स मतलब दे हैव सो मेनी कैटेगरीज वेयर दे हैव देयर ओन ब्रांड्स और दे स्लोड डाउन बिकॉज आई थिंक देयर वाज अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ अ रेगुलेटरी वरी देयर. But US mein toh kaafi, I don't know what is the exact percentage.
I tried to do, a cut on this, that where do they attack? Right? Where do they come after mostly? But before that, so private label mein na, they cost this interesting article by Manish, the store becomes the brand, which is more around Reliance, but at least he compared 40% lower average hai on cost, on MRP.
Yeah.
In a undifferentiated, commoditized category where you have a brand, it becomes very hard, for a consumer not to select this.
Yeah.
Think about it. Let's say, Harpic. Do you really require a brand in Harpic? Three are probably not the right audience, PG. But, there are many private labels in that also.
it's also a function of which India you're selling to, right? Like the value conscious right. India, ko agar aap sugar doge 40% kam pe ya rice doge, to yaar, there is no reason why in DMart they'll not buy the private label which is priced so much cheaper, right? And maybe DMart may it will not be 40% because anyway every price is low, but in some of the other modern trades, so the pricing is that big. In fact, if I know, understand Big Basket by design, because their gross margins were about 25%, realize that yeah, the only way we'll be profitable is with a very large private label. Nykaa somehow did not build a lot. But Purple is now considered more a house of brands than a marketplace because 50% of their revenue is their own brands.
Yeah. And there have been, even Nykaa has been acquisitive, by the way. Nykaa has been acquisitive, but it's not large enough.
Yeah, I think Nykaa is a double digit now. But that is also house of brands, not private label. So like Dot & Key is sold everywhere, including Purple.
Correct.
And is a Nykaa brand now.
Are you telling me like, let's say a Harpic equivalent of, let's say Reliance will not be sold on Blinkit? Kar lega wo abhi.
Nee, Blinkit apna bana lega na. Blinkit bolega, main kyun aapko margin de.
But by that logic, then Blinkit will stop selling Harpic and only keep its own private label. So some categories they can do that. Some categories will be different. Yeah, end
so I tried to take a stab at this some consulting way.
Love it. The perfect 2x2.
ये थोड़ा देखो अब मैं परफेक्ट तो नहीं हूँ. हाई फ्रीक्वेंसी इधर आ गया, लो इधर आ गया. जबकि सो थोड़ा पढ़ने में दिक्कत है. बट यू लुक एट दिस, यू नो, लो ब्रांड डिफरेंशिएशन, हाई फ्रीक्वेंसी. दिस इज वेयर स्टेपल्स, ग्रोसरीज कम इन.
या
दिस तो इज परफेक्ट स्ट्रॉन्ग फिट है. दिस इज वेयर प्राइवेट लेबल्स कम इन.
यू लुक एट प्राइस पे तो इजीली खेल सकते
हो. बैटरीज, चार्जर्स, लाइट बल्ब सब में आया था वो.
या
राइट. सो इफ यू आर इन दिस कैटेगरी देन it's a little bit worrying, right?
It's worrying to me to see vitamins and OTC generics in this. Though I can see Tata 1MG has their own private label, which now sells very highly on Amazon. Mm. I don't know if you guys realize, like Healthcart and Tata 1MG were same business, right? Then they split 1MG, then they're separate. Now 1MG competes with Healthcart, which is fine, but they also have their vitamins as a marketplace now listed on Amazon and Flipkart and stuff, and like quite top sellers as such. So
wow.
Actually, fair point. Ki, प्योर मल्टीविटामिन ले रहे हो, कुछ ले रहे हो, तो देन इट्स वेरी इजी टू टेक योर प्राइवेट लेबल टू बिकम लार्ज.
आई थिंक दिस इज वेयर यू नो हाई ब्रांड डिफरेंशिएशन एंड हाई फ्रीक्वेंसी. दिस इज व्हाट वेयर रेवन व्हाट यू वर सेइंग ना, यू नीड टू बी लाइक इंडिया वन प्रीमियम वैसी वाली पोजीशनिंग.
या
व्हाट वुड यू कॉल हियर, लेट्स से यू नो आई एम श्योर लेट्स से बेड एंड बाथ बेसिक्स, ब्रेकफास्ट बेसिक, आई एम श्योर ये केलॉग्स वेलॉग्स के भी बहुत सारे प्राइवेट लेबल आए हैं. Right, if you go to, I have
right
seen
it. Yoga, but considering Kellogg's, like if you see where the market is going for oats and muesli, it's becoming more online and India won because now ab log protein oats or protein muesli la rahe hain versus the normal cornflakes.
Correct.
So that market is still India won, and India won is still going online, and they would want a brand which is healthy, safe, low sugar, low processing and stuff like that. Right. So in that sense, I think this is a fair point that high frequency, high brand differentiation, may this is a good structure to keep.
You are saying then the brand has to be really solid, product has to be differentiated, and isme pata hai apne ko ki you, we all know that product can't be like lifelong differentiated.
Yeah.
Then brand would have to really stand out.
Also, I think the aspirations of India One change very quickly, right? I don't think... well, I don't think oats was
but
such
like
a
more
big
people
thing.
Also come into India one, then by that logic.
Fair point. So you have some longevity with your core proposition for at least, let's say, an 8 to 10 year period, because as people move beyond India one to, let's say, one plus or one A, more people are coming in here. So you have a good stay there.
I think if you are here, then, you know, at least you are no more at risk from a private label coming to your body.
Yeah. I think luxury though is always a good place to...
Do you feel it is getting easier to build brands in general? Like, for example, if I were DMart, what stops me from giving 30% equity to like an outstanding brand builder? It could be a influencer. It could be someone like Katrina Kaif. It could be a operator like one of us. And says, boss, yahan pe to tere pe 100 million customer hai. Aur category shelf hai on day one. To take 30% and that person will then be able to like build out distribution through Instagram and build out the content and etc. And some funding on the front end, like, because that is where retailers always struggle. I don't know whether you guys remember this toothpaste brand called Such.
Future Group tried to kind of break Colgate's monopoly, got Sachin Tendulkar, his beautiful white teeth. They delisted Colgate from their stores. Sach came in, etc., etc. Toothpaste is like, probably fits in that kind of middle of the x-axis and definitely very high on the y-axis on frequency. Didn't work. But I have a feeling that strategy today might work, given that, I think both manufacturers, so for example, Hindustan Foods or any of these guys are now able to make products and brands a lot better than they would before. And I think even retailers are able to build, like, it's easier to build a brand for a retailer. So I think if that is the case, then they might even, it might be possible for them to move towards at least the 1.2 quadrant also. High differentiation, high frequency, or a quadrant.
What would you put, let's say, a Blinkit sale? How much would be this segment? Quadrant one? 50%? 40-50%?
Staples and...
Unka to high frequency hi hai na business. So actually, top half is what is their most of the business. Usme sirf you can remove the... I mean, I don't know, bed and bath basics. I'm assuming bed sheet nahi hai, but... Apart from that, I think everything which is high frequency is the quick commerce use case, which is what they really build their business on.
I think while Blinkit has publicly said that they are not doing private labels for now, I think its writing is on the wall. I think it will come down someday. I think it's a separate muscle to be built, right from sourcing the right coconut to packaging, etc., etc., etc.
City, ek baar batao aapko. I think Zomato's valuation will be fully driven by percentage sale of private label and percentage commission on food. Fundamentally, I think that's where the margins will lie. And end of the day, if they can build the...
And convenience fee, you are forgetting.
Ha, convenience fee, not commission. Convenience fee. I meant convenience fee, not commission.
But by the way, if you to your point, Chirag, if you go back, Swiggy did try a private label in Good Bowl as early as 2016. And the only reason both Zomato and Swiggy, after trying a private label, then they went into infrastructure services, ki hum infra denge, aap restaurant dalo, wo bhi dono ne fir chhod diya, was because of a very old principle where there are some segments where the retailer and the brand have to be a distinct business. Like a Make My Trip cannot start an airline or a hotel, or a Oyo cannot become an aggregator. They have to, like, you either run hotels or you run an airline, or you can become a OTT and book everything, right? So, same happened with food because the business is so hard in terms of serviceability that you have to be a full stack player. And if you're a full stack food maker, manpower ke saath, kitchen chala rahe ho, it's very hard to build a tech business or what Swiggy at least calls itself as a logistics business, right?
Yeah.
Logistics chalana aur khana banana bahut hi alag wo hai, right? But interestingly, to your point, not only is the TAM on retail larger, it is actually easier to do private label for both Instamart and Blinkit. And there is therefore maybe a reason why inherently it's not just the potential TAM, but the potential much higher margins that they may earn by doing private label tomorrow that may be driving the excitement and valuation for both these companies.
Hona hi hona yaar, tumhare saamne example hai na, if Big Basket has done this, you look at their private label portfolio, it's a 4,000 crore portfolio. Which is almost what? 40% of sales of FY24.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Right, to hona hai. It's a hard one. Fruit and vegetables mein private label brand banana, quality ensure karna, right from sourcing directly from the farmer.
Yeah.
Private label deliver 50% plus retention.
I think Big Basket was always a grocery player and they really prided themselves on the fact that they were backward integrated with farmers and stuff. I don't think Blinkit and Instamart are going to go down that path. They will have it much simpler that at some point of time when they realize that, yes, we have a lot of grocery, but building a private label in the other side, which is sugar, rice, oil, shampoo, ye sab bahut easy hai. Like to Shantanu's point, I'll go to Hindustan Foods and say ki bhai, mere ko char pricing pe shampoo chahiye. Aur khada kar denge yaar, matlab, wo to, I agree it's a matter of time. So, in that sense, yes, it's not great outlook for brands. Maybe this is why, again, going back to our previous topic, investors say, yaar, offline jao, kyunki online to tumhari bachne wali hai. Aaj nahi to kal.
But again,
ye revenue profit
but RBA...
Hey, agar aap idhar ho, highly differentiated ho, that's where you should be investing. If you are in these categories, then you're good, na?
Yaar,
sare categories nahi kar payenge, yaar. They have to be
Yeah, skincare, hair care is not that hard, yeah.
No,
like,
yeah.
Nykaa has...
People won't move.
Consumer won't move. Cheezo mein na, as India becomes more discerning, people pay a lot of value to these ingredients. Mere pe kaisa lagta hai, kaisa texture hai, all of that.
But to your, to RB's point, it may be quicker and easier and lesser capital intensive to build the same trust if they play the brand building game right in today's day and age. Jo such nahi kar paya, for example. Agar aaj such banta, they would have, like, I feel if let's say DMart has to do it, they can build out an oral care brand tying up with like a Perfora type person. And say, kibas, you build it out as per this, we'll have the right manufacturing for you. Now you build it out. Oh, kar lo usko. Then you can really compete with Colgate, yaar, or, you know, whoever.
DMart also, by the way, has a 3,300 crore private label business.
How much of that is non-staples or non-grains and groceries?
Mostly staples yoga.
They use that to drive more frequency, push the...
Yeah, sugar, dal, chawal, this is a no-brainer. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. But I'm pretty confident that when Blinkit and Instamart do this, they'll not do this in staples. I think they'll do it in the value-added categories. Because city, see, they also know their base is very discerning. It's the India top 20 million user base.
Yeah.
So they will actually try and play on the right-hand side key because that user base will not move.
Yeah, मुझे लगता है वो उसमें इनफैक्ट जो ना प्रीमियम फ्रूट एंड वेजिटेबल्स कोई नहीं दे पा रहा. इट्स अ हार्ड नट टू क्रैक. आई थिंक उधर ही वैल्यू पड़ा है. माय सेंस इज एज यू गाइस आर आल्सो अग्रीइंग 50% इज इन क्वाड्रेंट 1.
या
वही बात हो जाएगी 10% में बनाएंगे, यू नो. एंड इफ यू स्टार्ट डूइंग द मैथ्स ऑफ हाउ मच यू नो एडवर्टाइजिंग और लिस्टिंग फीस और मार्जिन फीस यू विल गिव अप फॉर दिस ग्रॉस मार्जिन व्हिच इज गोइंग टू बी 40% लोअर एनीवेज इन एमआरपी, तो वो मैथ्स ही नहीं बैठेगा मेरे को लग रहा है. बट अच्छी बात ये है कि आई थिंक तुम लोग हाईली डिफरेंशिएटेड जगह पे हो, खींचते रहो.
हाँ, मैं तो क्वेश्चन करता हूँ कभी कभी कि भाई डिफरेंस क्या ही डिफरेंशिएशन हो रहा है अब मार्केट में. एवरीथिंग दैट यू से एवरीबडी एल्स सेज इन अ वेरी स्लाइटली डिफरेंट वे, 10% डिफरेंस करके सेम चीज बोल देते हैं. लाइक गो बैक टू द लिंक्डइन पोस्ट प्लेजरिज्म ना, इट्स लाइक दैट, राइट? तुम्हारा एक वो लिंक्डइन पोस्ट इज रिपीटेड 20 टाइम्स इन लाइक वन डे, सो कॉन्टेंट गेट्स प्लेजराइज्ड इन मे बी अ डे, बट आई थिंक द टाइम टू प्लेजराइज एनीथिंग एल्स मे बी मैक्स 3 months.
मे बी आई थिंक द ट्रस्ट बार हैज गॉन अप इवन मोर.
से मोर
और टू रिमेन ट्रस्ट वर्दी, दैट बार हैज गॉन अप इवन. लाइक गेटिंग योर फर्स्ट ट्रस्ट इज इजी, but staying trustworthy, I think that bar has gone up even more. Because we know that, you know, things get copied like this. You don't even get to know. Yesterday, somebody sent me a photo of me with Virat Kohli in an auto rickshaw and said, AI has gone too far.
Yeah.
Ekdam real lag raha hai. Ekdam.
What is the timeline you guys think these guys will start private label?
Zepto has been earlier on, because it doesn't have another cash flow machine. Zepto तो already काफी कुछ कर रहा है ना private level पे.
You were saying Blinkit and Instamart?
Yeah.
As compared to Blinkit and Instamart.
Why do you guys think, let me ask you a question. Why do you think that, let's say, modern trade private labels haven't scaled outside of their captive channels? You remember this brand called Tasty Treat, which was like the Haldiram equivalent of Future Group? Do you guys remember this brand, Tasty Treat?
पर वो शांतनु, isn't it got to do with कि अगर the whole purpose of doing private label brand is कि shelf मेरा है, consumer आता है, मैं similar product 40% सस्ता दूंगा तो बिक जाएगा. I don't have to do
additional. अरे भाई, उन्होंने पूरा IPL ले लिया था यार. They were bigger than Paytm and IPL once. So the idea would have been कि boss, I will get sampling and trials in my own captive stores. And once people like Tasty Treat, good product by the way. Like Haldiram Bhujia or Tasty Treat Bhujia was same only. अरे 50-50 लोग भेजते थे वो स्टेडियम में, एक के पास टी, एक के पास ए, एक के पास एस, और हर दूसरे तीसरे बॉल के बाद वो क्राउड पे जाता था यार कैमरा, इतना पैसा दिया था उन्होंने. इट वाज क्रेजी, बट दे आर नॉट एबल टू स्केल दिस एनीवेयर एल्स, एंड द बिजनेस काइंड ऑफ देन स्पॉट एंड फ्यूचर ग्रुप का जो हुआ वो हुआ. बट आई ऑलवेज फील लाइक देयर एबिलिटी टू गो इन अदर प्लेसेस एंड सेल द ब्रांड इज द ओनली वे द ब्रांड विल बिकम अ ब्रांड, अदरवाइज इट विल ऑलवेज रिमेन अ एंटरप्राइज कमोडिटी इन वन शेल्फ. फिर तो मतलब कितना ही स्केल होगा वो.
Do you think it's because the modern trade mein their insights are limited to their own customer? Like the Future Group customer would have been different from the DMart customer, would be different from the Reliance retailer.
I think it's a talent issue, RB. I think Future Group does not have brand builders. if they were taking a small team from HUL to Future Group to build this out strategically, like what Sam Altman is doing with, or what Zuckerberg is doing with AI, like a separate function to do it, I think they would have had a much better chance. Like today, for example, I think Nykaa or Purple or Flipkart, if they want to build their own brands, should take people like you.
How about why would you join? So that's why they are buying. Like, for example, the biggest private label that Purple has is Faces, or Nykaa has is Dot & Key. So for them, their acquisitions are the best way to build out own brands.
Even Marico, I think they have also bought.
But Marico is a brand company. He's not a retailer. So Marico, brand company will say, these are my large, you know, kind of more staple brands. These are my new age brands. This is offline. This is online. And I'll merge it and kind of build something. So that's fine. But for
By the way, which takes me to, if Marico is a brand, they bought these online brands. Have they been successful in pushing these online brands to offline? Because they have a huge offline muscle.
That's a very good question.
I don't think so.
That's a very
good question. If they haven't done that, then it's not happening. I think I think the chapter is closed.
नहीं मेरे को किसी को डेटा पॉइंट देना नहीं है भाई, मेरे को किसी को सिखाना नहीं है, सब अपना अपना कर लो, अच्छी
बात है। अरे मैं तो जनरली
क्वेश्चन पूछता हूँ कि इतनी कन्विक्शन कहाँ से आती है लोगों को। यू आर राइट
ब्रो, मैरिको हैज नॉट बीन एबल टू डू इट, देन द आंसर इज वेरी क्लियर
भाई, फॉरगेट दैट। नाउ योगा बार व्हिच वाज बॉट बाय यूनिलीवर, नहीं
यूनिलीवर, आईटीसी,
ओजीवा इज यूनिलीवर एंड योगा बार इज आईटीसी, बोथ ऑफ देम वर सपोज टू डू वेल इन जीटी, बट बोथ ऑफ देम आर सेलिंग ऑनलाइन ओनली। After 3 years after the acquisition, they are still selling online.
I heard Yoga Bar is now, like, I met Swasni of, like last week. She was saying it's doing 550, 600 crores. How are they?
It's all online.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's all online. And the reason is they are selling, again, same, go back to the muscle. Huh? They built a muscle. ITC thought that, okay, you have a great product. Now we'll put it in our distribution. Or Unilever said, okay, we will put Oziva in our distribution. In the end, they've continued to do what they knew best and they've scaled.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Do you think that their offline sale would have not been, would have been low, even if, let's say, the quick commerce S-curve would not have happened? I don't think so. I think
Yoga Bar you've seen this, right, Shantanu? That in the end, if you ask the Colgate sales team to sell Bombay Shaving Company razors,
very difficult.
Jab usko pata hai, uska 97% of the target, तो उसका कोलगेट बेच के हो जाएगा,
करेक्ट,
तो पामोलिव क्यों बेचेगा, क्यों बीएससी रेजर बेचेगा, सेल्स टीम का इंसेंटिव तो वैसे ही बन रहा है ना यार, इट्स इजियर फॉर हिम टू सेल थ्री मोर कोलगेट टूथपेस्ट देन वन रेजर, राइट, बोले यार क्यों करूं करके,
करेक्ट, ओनली अबाउट मसल बट रीपीएमएफ है,
हाँ रीपीएमएफ है, तो वो पूरा मेहनत फिर से करना पड़ेगा आपको कि यार वाई वुड आई बाय अ योगा बार म्यूसली, क्यों बिकेगा आईटीसी के डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन स्ट्रेंथ में, ये फिर से किसी को मेहनत करनी पड़ेगी, ये ताली दो हाथ से बचती है। I am sure the founders were very excited to figure this out. I don't know if the larger company team was excited to figure this out. And this is our assumption. I don't know. But my view is, if you look at all of these companies, the data again, this, let's go back to data. Last 5 years, all acquisitions, none of them have been able to get PMF again in offline. Beardo, maybe an exception, but that has also taken 5 years post-acquisition to nudge along to 200 crore. I think they got bought where they were 100 crores. But uske 5 saal baad agar tum 200 crore ho to tumne matlab bhai fir to
200 crore
questionable hai na ki
usi pe ho jate hai matlab glad to hear Shantanu saying S curve ho raha hai e-commerce mein to usi pe ho jate hai yaar
So maybe that's what Marico also figure out ki bhai acquire karte hai ab inko online chalne do wahi scale karte rahenge. That is the muscle we don't have. Let them continue to build on the muscle. We'll give them capital, we'll give them 5 year view versus हर साल पूछने की यार नंबर क्यों नहीं ग्रो कर रहे, करते रहो करके तुम, यू आर इंसेंटिवाइज, सेम इज आई थिंक हैपनिंग विद ऑल डी2सी ब्रांड्स दैट हैव सोल्ड टू लार्जर एफएमसीजीज, दे आर लाइक यार आपको मसल आता है बनाओ आप।
बहुत ही इंटरेस्टिंग थीसिस है ये, आई एम गोइंग टू आस्क टीम,
वेयर वुड यू पुट फॉर एग्जांपल, वेयर वुड यू पुट अ कंपनी दैट हैज स्केल्ड ब्यूटीफुली ऑफलाइन लाइक इंदुलेखा फॉर एग्जांपल, आई थिंक एक्चुअली स्केल्ड इंदुलेखा
मसल उसने पीएमएफ ऑफलाइन में बनाया ना, तो आगे खींचेगा फिर
ऑफलाइन, इंदुलेखा वाज एन ऑफलाइन फर्स्ट बिजनेस इज इट,
या
ऑफ कोर्स, ओके
इंदुलेखा का ऑनलाइन वर्जन होना चाहिए,
वो ना आदिवासी ऑयल है ना, ऑनलाइन वर्जन ही तो है।
कौन सा ऑयल?
आदिवासी फेयर ऑयल। अरे दैट इंडस्ट्री वाज बूमिंग एट वन पॉइंट टाइम, इज नॉट नाउ नो मोर बूमिंग बिकॉज़ दे आर नॉट पेइंग जीएसटी एंड देयर वाज दिस जीएसटी रेट्स एटसेट्रा, इट्स फ्लॉप्ड।
वो तो अलग ही प्रॉब्लम है भाई, वही बता रहा हूँ कि ये ऑनलाइन बिजनेस में ना एक्चुअली वही लोगों को दिक्कत होती है कि आज है कल नहीं है, तो दैट्स व्हाट दे गेट रियली वरीड अबाउट.
सो लार्ज कंपनीज एंड इन्वेस्टर्स आर सेम आरबी, दे आर ऑल एलोकेटर्स ऑफ कैपिटल, दे ऑल वांट सर्टेनिटी. And that is why actually they may be okay with 40% lesser price and lower margins if there is certainty of offtake given differentiation.
Yeah.
मजे आ गया, कुछ तो सीखा इस हफ्ते में.
So क्या है इसका synthesis, क्या है कि एक synthesis ये है कि going offline after 500 crores is something RB disagrees with. So I think all founders should take this away clearly.
No, please. I am just asking the question कि भाई इतना conviction कहाँ से आ रहा है? Let's take Suhasini's example ना. She sold at 100 crores.
Correct.
Then उसको बोला offline जा. अब वो उसने online ही 500 crore कर दिया है.
हाँ.
है ना? Let's take Oziva's case. Same. They sold at 100 crores.
Synthesis ये है कि data भी यही बोल रहा है जो RB बोल रहा है. RB ने बस पीछे question mark लगाया हुआ है, पर data भी यही बोल रहा है.
कि going
भाई ये नहीं हो रहा.
हाँ, larger pie is better. In private labels there is a high frequency low differentiation risk, where if you are a retailer or a horizontal then that's where you can play. Even the actually low frequency like chargers etc, I think I agree actually. वहाँ पे भी opportunity है. Third is I think brands, because building a brand is easy, that's why a Varun Beverages or a Hindustan Foods or a retailer can actually take the bet कि मैं खुद का brand बनाऊँगा, which 10 years back whether it's Tasty Treat or such or any of these goes away, and then online guys like Big Basket can actually build it out. So that's why that's the risk for brand. Like if you're only building brand, it was okay like 10 years back, but today if you're only building a brand, then either you have to integrate backwards into manufacturing. Like yesterday I met the Innovis guy Rohit, wo bhi unka pura factory hai yaar, bolta hai I need to integrate backwards, Lenskart has to integrate backwards, we are also kind of figuring out manufacturing, you guys are also figuring out. So now you have to integrate backwards into, you know, manufacturing. You have to find more legs for your value to sit beyond just brand. And then, of course, protect the brand and retailer. Like, I don't know if a retailer would do to me what they have done to Parachute. I really don't know how we would respond to that. It'd be very difficult. Tough, yeah. Founders ke liye question answer. Like, I think
the only other thing I would leave you with, we've only spoken revenue and market share. I think the bigger question mark for online-only brands today is profitability.
Absolutely.
Because if Honasa is at sub 5%, EBITDA or 5-6% EBITDA at 2400 crores, I think the unfortunate data point that doesn't exist today is any brand that is getting to 500 crores, 700 crores, 800 crores, 1000 crores, or a house of brands business getting to 2000, 2500 crores, can it make 15% EBITDA? Because by design, brands will slow down to 25% growth, 20-25% year-on-year growth at some point of time.
Yeah.
And if you take the rule of 40 ki 25% pe aap 15% EBITDA to do mujhe karke, aur aaj tak kisi ne 15% EBITDA dikhaya nahi hai at scale, which is where I think the largest push. So also to give you some fodder on the other side, one reason I could hypothesize as to why people push for offline is fundamentally no, all businesses today which are traditional large businesses who make 15% EBITDA plus some of them make 18-20% EBITDA and Unilever makes 23-24%. Are all offline heavy. And the fundamental reason for them is that the ultimate buyer of a company, whether it's a strategic or a financial investor or a mutual fund or a growth stage investor or a late stage investor, wants to see EBITDA and free cash flow. And ideally at a 10% plus. And the data today for online brands also does not support the fact that 10-15% EBITDA possible hai.
Yeah.
So I think that's the only question mark today. Though I would say that maybe aaj nahi hai, but shayad 10 saal mein possible ho.
Correct. आपने ये देखा है, सो देर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड एज पेंटागॉन पिज्जा इंडेक्स,
ओके,
विच हिस्टोरिकली सीन स्पाइक्स लिंक टू मेजर यूएस मूव्स,
ओके, व्हाट, हाउ डू यू डिफाइन द इंडेक्स?
ऑल दीज पिज्जा सेंटर्स अराउंड द पेंटागन,
ओह,
एंड डू द वॉल्यूम्स और ऑल दीज थिंग्स स्पाइक अप,
ओके,
सो इन 1983 टू 1989 परामा invasion to COVID crisis, whenever there is a geopolitical war type situation, Bin Laden raid mein bhi yeh hua, Israel US strikes mein bhi yeh hua, and August 27th it has spiked.
So this, really,
yeah, ye wale dekho, Extreme Pizza, District Pizza Place, Pizzato Pizza, Papa John's, everyone spiked
144.29.
So clearly
लोग हैं ऑफिस में.
या आई वुड कॉल इट मोर कोरिलेशन देन कॉजेशन, कि दिस इज लाइक व्हाट आई मेंट वाज कि अम्ब्रेलास एंड रेन आर सीन टुगेदर बट दैट डजंट मीन अम्ब्रेला कॉजेस रेन. कुछ पक रहा है कुछ पक रहा है. अब इट माइट बी वन ऑफ दोज गेम इवेंट्स ऑल्सो. What are you hearing around? There are rumors around the Trump's health is not well. XYZ. Yes. And is that something leading to this?
Significantly. There is now a lot of chatter around the fact that he is now like not, and that's a dangerous thing. Huh? A crazy president who is now terminal has literally nothing to lose.
The Nobel Peace Prize de dete hain usko and
bol dete hain ki tum aaram se chill maro yaar. कुछ तो हंगामा करके जा सकता है यार वो.
या हाउ हाउ ट्रू इज दैट? हैव यू रेड मोर अबाउट इट?
नो नो आई हैव जस्ट सीन इट. डोंट दिस इंक्रीज इट. इट्स अ चैटर नाउ ऑन न्यूज़. इट्स अ चैटर विद अ फ्यू पीपल.
या सो पीपल आर रिलेटिंग दैट टू दिस पेंटागन पिज्जा इंडेक्स एंड सेइंग दिस इज गोइंग.
क्या बोल रहे हो लोग? बिकॉज़ इफ ही इज नो मोर, जेडी वैंस कम्स इन. नो
हु इज द वीपी? वाइस प्रेसिडेंट. या
आई थिंक इज ओनली मेड द प्रेसिडेंसी. He's already made the announcement, na, that if by chance something happens to Trump,
28 is,
I am ready to take over.
28 is a new election.
Abhi it's far, yaar.
Bahut door hai abhi to.
Bahut door hai, correct.
Yaar, mere ko bhi samajh nahi aata. People, you make people retire at 60, but the most important positions in the world are held by 75-year-old people. Putin ko dekh lo, Modi ko dekh lo, Trump ko dekh lo. Everyone's old. Very little stakes, na? There are very little stakes in the decisions they make.
Or at least the assumption is that they will make like not even 1% selfish decisions. They'll make it for like, I have nothing to gain at this age.